Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across the region is mild for this time of year. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies throughout the day. Jerusalem is enjoying a sunny morning, while Haifa sees a slight breeze. It should be a pleasant day for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists were killed in the past 24 hours before the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Among them was Ali Reza Abbas, a key Hezbollah commander. Also, Israel Hayom reveals that tensions are rising in negotiations as Hamas accuses Israel of violations and imposing disarmament demands. Also this hour, Walla notes that the IDF is debating whether to respond with force to Hezbollah activities. The political leadership is considering deterrent measures. Separately, I-24 News shares that the IDF estimates Hamas has significantly rebuilt its military wing recently. And finally, there's concern in the IDF as reports suggest Hezbollah's activities might escalate despite recent ceasefire efforts. Reaction has been swift on social media. Visegrad24, a monitoring account, posted just minutes ago that Iran released footage of its forces seizing two MSC vessels near the Strait of Hormuz. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya reports that Diana Menhem of Kuluna Irada explains how Lebanon can disarm Hezbollah amidst pressure from the US and Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 1, three comments that Iran aims to prolong negotiations, betting that US political pressures will prevent a resumption of major conflict. Let's go deeper. Starting with the report from the Jerusalem Post. The IDF claims the recent ceasefire with Lebanon came after significant losses for Hezbollah. Ali Reza Abbas was a leading figure in Bint Jebel operations. This could impact Hezbollah's operational capabilities in the south of Lebanon. Turning to Israel Hayom's report, Hamas's accusations against Israel highlight ongoing mistrust in negotiations. Hazem Qasim claims Israel seeks to prioritize disarmament, which Hamas views as unacceptable. This tension could stall peace efforts. Meanwhile, Walla reports that the IDF is contemplating a strong response to Hezbollah's provocations. Security officials are assessing how to deter further aggression without escalating into full-scale conflict. The outcome remains critical for maintaining regional stability. In a related development, I-24 News notes that Hamas has reportedly rebuilt its military capacity. This comes amid ongoing tensions and demands for disarmament. The rebuilding reflects Hamas's resilience and complicates peace negotiations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC highlights a conversation between Amos Peled of Guardio and Guy Manzur of Lunair. They discuss the unique challenges in replicating success in tech ventures. Separately, Globes reports that Zim Integrated Shipping CEO Eli Glickman is stepping down. Glickman resigns after the board favored a different acquisition offer over his consortium's bid. And finally, Israel Hayom Business addresses the severe shortage of foreign workers in Israel. Employment of Palestinians has halted, impacting the construction and agriculture sectors significantly. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.